Don't say, I know how you feel. Instead, say, tell me how you feel. Don't say it's a blessing in disguise. Say something like, I can't imagine how painful this must be. Don't say there must be a purpose in all this. Instead, it must be difficult to see any meaning in this right now. Don't say you must not cry. It's better to say nothing and let them cry. Don't say your loved one would not want you to cry. You've got to be strong. Instead, tell them you are entitled to grieve. Don't say life must go on. Instead, you will come through this, and I'd like to be here for you, or go through this with you, or something like that. Don't say it is God's will. It must be difficult to see any meaning in this right now. It would be much better. They are in a better place. Now, we all know that that's true. But if you're an individual trying to let go, that's not comforting. Instead, you really miss the person. I remember after my friend's funeral, after the supper, a few of us were kind of standing around. And I know this was meant well. But somebody came up to me and said, but you couldn't wish him back, would you? So I was a good little Mennonite and I said, no. Inside I was screaming. I've never forgot that statement. I still remember what I felt when that statement was made. I know it was meant well. I've forgiven the person. And I give him the benefit of the doubt that he meant it well. You've got to get over it. Rather than saying that, tell them I'd like to help you through this. Don't say you mustn't wallow in self-pity. Instead, tell me how this is affecting you. Here's the one. You would not wish them back. Instead, say it must really hurt to let go. Don't say get a hold of yourself. Instead, let me offer you support. Don't say, keep a stiff upper lip. In other words, stay composed. Don't let that lip start quivering. Instead, tell them it's okay to feel hurt and to grieve. Don't tell them, be strong for the children. Instead, can I help the children? And again, it's important that children, it can even help the children through their own grief process if they can see an adult working through their grieving process as well. Be thankful you have another child. Instead, say, I can't imagine what it's like to lose a child. The next one is, you can have more children. It's much better to say, I can't imagine what it's like to lose a child. Doesn't matter if you can have 15 or 20 more children. They will never replace the one that's gone. Never. And I use exaggerating numbers because I'm trying to make a point. God never gives us more than we can handle. Sounds like a good thing to say, but it's not a comforting thing for a person that's in grief. Instead, I'm sorry about your loss. It'll just take time. Instead, say, let me help no matter how long it takes. You must keep busy. That's what most Mennonites do to try to avoid their pain. Instead of turning to alcohol and things like that, we just work. And the more we work, the less we feel the pain inside. I'm not trying to knock Mennonites or attack Mennonites. I'm just trying to help you understand what we're doing. Instead of keeping busy, let them know that let yourself grieve. It is okay. Don't tell them you should be grateful you had them for so long. Instead, you must really miss them. This is another one I've heard, and I've had a number of people that have questioned me out on that one. Is why do people say this? And I'm not sure. And that is, so glad we can bury the dead out of our sight. Instead, laying a loved one to their final rest must be difficult. You would not wish them back. Instead, letting go is so hard. Remember this statement: nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. There's just one more thing I'd like to mention. In the course of getting ready for this, and in the I was relating with a friend of mine. He's in the same type of work that I am. And he just introduced something to me, and I'd like to throw it out to all of you. I'd like to get a little bit of feedback, and I'd like for you to mention, or to just mention it on your evaluations if you want to. It's a program that's called Grief Share. This fellow is from Northern Indiana, and he put it this way. He said they have a lot of Amish there in Northern Indiana, and a lot of them ride bikes on their way to work. Unfortunately, a lot of them get killed. They have a lot of funerals. And he said they have a lot of young widows, actually, and he started this grief share program. It's a 13-week curriculum where we'd gather together as a group. It'd be one night per week and work through the grief journey as a group. It'd be a time of... it'd be watching a DVD on the journey through grief. I haven't looked at it myself. You'd spend some time watching the DVD, and then you'd sit together and you would discuss what you've watched. He made the statement. He said they're in their second 13-week session, and most of the people that they had the first time are not in their second group. And he had a son come to him that said, "What in the world are you doing?" He said there was this son's mother had lost another son in death. I can't remember now how many years. It was either 14 or 19 years ago. And his room was still exactly the same way that he had left it. Until she started going through this curriculum. And she was cleaning out the room. She was talking about him. The other son was like, "What is going on? Like, what's happening? I see a tremendous change in my mother." So he suggested that I'd look into it. In order for me to be able to do that, I'd be interested in doing that if there are people interested. In order for me to do that, I would have to actually go through the curriculum myself. which I'm willing to do, and then maybe pursue something like that in the community if there is some, if there is people that are interested. I would probably take a few people with me to go through that curriculum, if I can nab a few people to do that with me, because I'd like to check it out if there is interest. So just mention it on your evaluations, and how you feel about that, and if you would be interested in something like that. It is not necessarily on your evaluation, just put it on under the other comments or something like that. Thank you.